Welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 77, Mountain Pears. It'll make sense in a minute. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because, you know, sometimes these things need context. So if you know me, you'll probably kind of have some idea what's going on. You're welcome here. You don't feel obliged to listen just because you know me. This recording is just for people who are interested. I'm not going to try to hard sell anyone this or make a viral thing out of it. Yeah. If you don't know me and you've somehow stumbled across this, I guess you're also welcome to listen. It just might not make that much sense, but hi. If you're joining just now, if this is your first episode, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those are sort of the big recap episodes. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. Yeah, I'd stick with those, and I would advise against binging all of the updates. I didn't record these to be consumed that way. There's going to be a lot of repetition if you do that. I mean, dip in and out maybe, but yeah, don't listen to everything. This update is coming to you late. Sorry about that. I normally record on Fridays right now because we have rehearsals on Thursdays. But this week I was in Yamanashi Prefecture for a long planned summer vacation with the family. By the way, Yamanashi Prefecture, Yama means mountain and Nashi means pear. Hence the title of this update, Mountain Pears, since I spent a good chunk of the last week in Yamanashi. So anyway, I'm doing a quick recording and publishing this. I hope to have this out by the time I have to leave for rehearsals on today. It's Tuesday morning. So probably a truncated update at the end of this week because I won't have as much to talk about. YTG updates, which is most of the updates these days because that's 90% of my life. Negotiations with JDS 2 weeks ago got us some space on the first floor, but most of it was actually last week. And we did a rehearsal. They did a rehearsal on Friday while I was in Yamanashi on the first floor. Today is our last day on the first floor. By the way, sorry, for context, the first floor is the studio. That's the performance studio. That's where we can have lights and fog and sort of rehearse kind of in situ plan set stuff. And now we are not back on the first floor until our load in on the 12th. So that is going to make things tricky. We were supposed to build the set last week, but the group, I think I mentioned this in the last update, we made some massive changes, dropped most of the wooden construction and dropped the doors, and we opted instead for a more minimal set using curtains, maybe. And we've run out of time for Elena, our set person, to do any building work. So hopefully she figured out a system that we can implement on our own. We might have to farm that out. I should be getting drawings from her soon, I hope. And yeah, I'm concerned. I'm kind of, to be honest, a bit relieved about the wooden thing, not because I didn't love that set, but because of, I was kind of worrying how we were going to pay for it. But even with the curtains, I'm kind of worrying how we're going to pay for it. We have not sold any tickets yet. The money that we raised at the beginning from just a few people, we've spent that on costume stuff. Actually, for the costume inventory that we're running, which is helping us organize costumes for the show because we know where everything is. So if you are not sponsoring me through Be The Audience at awoolner.com/be-the-audience, please buy a ticket for the show. There's no money for materials until people do. I am flat broke. So please do that. If you want to buy a ticket for the show, you can do that at ytg.jp and then click through shows, click the shows button, click Oblique, which is the title of the show, and you can buy a ticket right there. And it's a hybrid show, so even if you're listening to this outside of Japan, you can buy a ticket and see the show. More importantly, see the show. If you do need a free ticket because you are, because times are tough post-pandemic still, just reach out to me directly, and I'll make sure nobody, I don't want anyone to not see this show because of money stuff. So yeah, that's kind of standing for all my shows. It's kind of part of my unworkable business model of giving away all my stuff for free. I just, you know, what kind of artist are you if nobody sees your stuff? I guess. Okay. But if you can, if you can't afford a ticket or a donation to IDG or to support me through the Be the Audience thing, please do that. That would be super. Anyway, so as a group, we're focused on movement-based work right now, and we worked on that yesterday. We'll work on that this afternoon while we still have the first floor space. I want to bring in more character moments, but I will wait till we're confined to the second floor to do that. Okay, updates for other stuff. Photography, river camping shots are delayed for now. I just have not had time to work on them. Obviously, I kind of thought I'd have time to do some stuff in Yamanashi, but that was intense. And the photos from Yamanashi will probably come after that. Although you'll notice that, yeah, the cover for this week's podcast episode, if you've got cover art enabled, you'll see that it is actually a shot from our trip of a little statue wearing a Gap cap. Be the Audience updates. Yeah, still in soft launch. No time to revise. No time to really even sort of promote it. I got to focus on the show for now. So yeah, anyway, short update, late update. Thank you for listening. And that's it. I'll catch you next time. That's me. That's Andrew out.